Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Have you ever had an idea that you turned into reality? This is my guest today. His name is Joel. Joel's going to talk all about the homework muff. And Joel, tell us your last name. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And you're a Cedarville alumni.
I am. My name is Joel Kendall. I'm the founder of Homework Muffin. And I graduated Cedarville in 2022 and with a Bachelor of Science in Economics and a couple minors. And this is kind of where the Lord has me in life. And I'm really excited to share about Homework Muffin and kind of my past and experience. It's been a journey.
7 days from today is the pitch. And the pitch is where all kinds of Cedarville students come. They have an idea. They compete for a prize. And is that where Homework Muffin was born?
It was, actually. It was originally called Launchpad.
That's what it was called, the competition?
It was called The Pitch, but my product was called Launchpad.
Okay.
And after doing some poking around, I figured that's going to be a really hard name to secure from all the other players in the game.
Yeah.
Like Amazon is one of them. They have a thing called Launchpad.
Do they? So okay.
Let's just pick a different name that works.
You know, that's even, there's our first tip. Whether it's Spanx or Xerox, you know, sometimes you have to create a company, Orange Theory Fitness, that's totally different. And that's kind of what you decided to do.
Yeah, I remember I got the name Homework Muffin. I'm like, that's unique. I like it.
Yeah.
It's relevant. It's memorable. And people really like the name.
I'm sure everyone says, just like the group 21 Pilots, we have the mom that we published. But people say like, where'd you get the name? Or you too, you know, is it plain? What does Homework Muffin mean? Or are you like, dude, it doesn't mean anything? What do you think?
Well, it didn't mean anything at first. And then we kind of came up with things that it meant. And we got some students that are good at marketing to figure out some reasons why Homework Muffin has something to do with what we're offering.
I love it. Let's go to your website. And I think this is really powerful. So when we show this, we'll be blind, but you tell us a little bit about this website, what people do, what problem are you solving?
Sure. What the problem I'm trying to solve is essentially the chaos of a semester. You know, when everything just seems to break apart and you seem to have too many assignments and not enough time to do it. And that can kind of affect your mental health. That can affect your ability to hang out with friends. It can affect your time to serve others and be at church. It can affect a whole bunch of different things. And so the main idea behind Homework Muffin is that if you can use this app, it's going to get you organized very quickly, very easily. Even if you have no idea how it's doing it, or if you have no prior experience with organization and other things like that, then the app will essentially just use it and it'll get you organized and you'll have an easier, less stressful semester.
What a great line. Made for students, by students. And this is kind of your origin story where you say in 2021, you were overwhelmed. And that is, I find that to be so true with entrepreneurs. It's not like most entrepreneurs wake up and say, how can I make money? They really say like, what am I struggling with? They kind of go through it, solve it. And then all of a sudden, other opportunities exist. Is that your experience?
That's pretty accurate. I wish I had Homework Muffin going into undergrad, and I hope a lot of people will be able to use it and have the tool that just is perfect for them, the best student organizational tool. And
wow,
we're getting there.
Did you run into, you know, we got to hear some of the good stuff, like the struggles. And I hear you saying one of the struggles was I had Launchpad, and then we changed the name. You essentially rebranded pretty early. What were some other struggles that you had?
Oh, man. Where do we start? Well, the original idea that spawned it was I was just struggling to keep track of all the homework assignments at the beginning of the semester. You know, it took several hours just to go through syllabi and keep track of them and mark them as done and put them on my calendar and know when I'm going to work on which assignment and when.
Wow.
How many hours should be spent on which, other things like that.
Let's talk about that, because I'm a new professor and I have 3 classes I'm teaching, and I can't imagine students having 3 or more. And yeah, the first day the professor says, okay, here's everything you're going to have to do for the whole semester, projects, reading, assignments. Here's terms, here's quizzes, here's tests, yep. and times four, times five. And you're saying that that process.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming. You know, I think every student has that experience where either an assignment creeps up on them and they forgot about it until the last minute, or there's a term paper due that you're supposed to have been working on for 1 or 2 months and it's due next week or in a couple days. And it's like, oh man, I should have been working on this, but I didn't plan ahead. Mm. And I did that so many times and I was just tired of it. And so I was like, okay, we're going to make this app that can help students get organized fast.
I tell my students, especially the business students often, what's your hourly rate? Okay. So I get them very early on thinking about, like, if someone came to me and said, hey, Joel, I hear you're great at this superpower. Can I hire you? What would you charge him? And so let's just say that a student says $15, $20, whatever. Okay. An hour, you know, because in the beginning we all start somewhere and we got to choose kind of like a base level. But you're telling me that it used to take you a few hours. So let's multiply that. Let's say that someone's rate is $15, not to mention the stress, not to mention the lost opportunity costs. But now say that it takes 3-4 hours to plug in things a month. Okay, you go 4 times $15, that's 60, wait, 60? 15, yep. $60 a month mm-hmm. to spend 4 hours a month to just track your assignments. Is your app cheaper than $60?
It is.
How much is it?
Right. We're experimenting with pricing, but right now it's $12.99 a month.
Wow. So less than an hour of a student, you know, charging their rate, you basically give them back time.
Yep.
And not to mention just 1 hour, multiple hours, and then times that per month. That's amazing. How hard is it to learn the app or use the app, or what do you think?
We want to make it as easy as possible. Mm. There's this book by Steve Krug called Don't Make Me Think. And the idea is if you have a good user experience, you didn't have to think about it.
Wow.
And, you know, we've all had those experiences where you've entered into an app and you're moving through the screens, trying to figure out how to use it. And you're expending a lot of energy just thinking about how to use this thing that's supposed to be more convenient for you.
Mm.
And so my goal is don't make the users think. Just hit the organize button, you know, after they've uploaded their syllabi or whatever, and it'll
wow.
pick times on their calendar. And if that's the way you like it, then it'll, all you got to do is just do the things when it planned for you. And
so it's actually, talk to us about the mechanics. So it takes the assignments, the reading, whatever they're supposed to do, and then it integrates with their calendar.
Yeah. So the vision is, this is only partially complete so far, but the vision is, it'll know everything that you need to do. We've got the 4 steps on our website. And step one is know everything, or import. Get to know everything that you're supposed to do in the semester. Your professors usually hand you a syllabi, right? And it's got the readings on there. It's got the assignments. It's got the exams. It's got all that kind of stuff. What they don't put on there is things like studying, like actually reviewing the material again and other things like that. And so the first step is that the app will know all of that. It's going to import a lot of it from Canvas. And then your peers, actually, this is part of the vision, is your peers will help you, like previous generations of students.
Wow.
Say, oh, Dr. Oberbrunner has this class. And so generally you want to study these topics for this amount of time.
So it's like it's almost like a learning. It learns the app.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So it's kind of like crowdsourcing for time management, where your peers will help you. And then the step two is atomize, break it down into smaller tasks. And so that big term paper that's, you know, the however many pages or words the professor assigned, that's pretty intimidating. If you break it down into smaller tasks, then it becomes a lot more manageable, because then you just got to spend 30 minutes doing part one and 30 minutes doing part two.
Mm.
And then the third step is planning. So once you got those 30 minutes, okay, 30 minutes, here's 30 minutes on Tuesday, 30 minutes on Wednesday, 30 minutes on Thursday. And then step four is just focus. When those 30 minutes show up, we have tools like a Pomodoro timer to help you eliminate distractions, just get your head down and get the work done. And we reward you for it and incentivize you for it. And that's kind of the vision, the bigger picture. And there's going to be a whole bunch of different things that will come along with that. But
so you actually like gamify mm-hmm. it as well. And yep. is the gamify badges? Is it leaderboards? Is it, are one day do you see it doing even more than that? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so I'm thinking there will be achievements. There's already going to be streaks. We have that planned very early on. So that way it's like, okay, I'm studying for this many days in a row, and I want to make sure that I continue to be disciplined and how I use my time. And there will be incentives for, you know, using your time according to what your calendar looks like. So if you plan to study for English from 2 to 3 on Tuesday, if you end up doing English from 2 to 3 on Tuesday, we give you bonuses, things like that. And
you ever hear of the Jerry Seinfeld streak?
I've not actually.
Okay, so basically a young comedian comes up to him and says, "You're amazing. How in the world did you become so top of the industry for comedy? Like, well, give me your hack, give me your strategy." And he said, "Don't break the chain." And the guy's like, "What does that mean?" He said, "Listen, what I do is I practice comedy for 30 minutes a day. And then what I do is when I do that 30 day, I make a paper chain. And then the next day I do it and I make a paper chain and the next day. And then I look back and say, on a day I don't want to practice, I'm like, I don't want to practice. But then he says, I look at the chain and say, it's been built up. I don't want to break the chain." And so that if you literally type in Jerry Seinfeld, "Don't break the chain," but you're kind of saying that, like the streak.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. Okay. So you're using, and I heard you use a big word, Pomodoro. What'd you say?
Pomodoro timer. Yeah. It's a technique for focusing. So a Pomodoro is a type of tomato. And the idea is you take like a kitchen timer that looks like a tomato originally for 25 minutes. And you just do whatever it is that you intended to do for 25 minutes. That's all you got to do, is just that one 25 minutes, just to, like, I hate writing essays. And so it's like, okay, I'm just going to just 25 minutes. I can do 25 minutes, start the timer and do nothing but that. Yep. And then eventually it doesn't feel so bad.
That's
and
right.
You get it done and you're kind of in the zone.
That's right.
And then you just keep going. And so it'll incentivize that and reward you for doing that.
Tim Ferriss talks about that, the author of the 4-Hour Work Week, and then Cal Newport, Deep Work. So I love how you're doing this. You're using gamification, streaks, focus time. You're using like a lot of psychology and neurobiology around crowdsourcing time. Like, to me, this is fascinating. So all happened from a pitch?
Yeah, it's all kind of started because I had a problem and I tried to solve it for myself. And I told a friend about it and she said, "You should enter this in the pitch." And I was like, "All right, I hadn't thought about that, but sure, let's do it."
How did the pitch help you? Because there's people right now, I want to just mention, we have something called Q Camp, Cedarville University Entrepreneur Camp. It's actually for high schoolers, where they're going to, this summer, first time ever, they're going to get an opportunity to do the pitch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as people are watching this, maybe they're not in college, or maybe they have a high school grandkid or something. But what did the pitch help you do? Like, because you went from idea to then you went through a process where you're now on stage and there's judges and they're evaluating and they're shooting down your idea or bettering it. Like, how is that a good thing?
Yeah. So there were a couple ways that the pitch was beneficial to me. Number one, it made me realize that other people value and have the same problems that I do. So that pain of getting organized and not knowing when my assignments are happening and things like that, a lot of other students experience that. And then there's also the idea of just going out and doing it and just actually presenting it before people and taking that initiative. I ended up feeling very validated because I won first place, and that means
no way.
I just really liked it. Yeah, yeah. So,
did they have $1,000 back then?
They did. Yeah, they did.
So you got $1,000. What did that do for your confidence?
It really helped. And my professors were there to support me and cheer me on, like, "You got first place." And
wow.
One of them, Dr. Smith, shout out to him if he ever watches this or listens to this. He had extra credit for his students to go watch the pitch, and they had to prove they were there. They had to write a little paragraph or whatever about their favorite thing. And he sent me all of the things that the students said that were like, "Joel's app is amazing. I want this now."
Wow. It was that's really huge. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're at Cedarville, you know, at least I think you're even hiring a couple students now.
Yeah, a couple interns. Yep. And we've got a senior design team as well.
So you're still around Cedarville. You're obviously on campus today. You're coming to the pitch. I think we're doing a special, you know, little 1 minute check-in with previous people. Like, where are they now? What do you see God doing at Cedarville with entrepreneurship? Maybe you've heard the buzz of stuff, but now we have a student org called the Q. We have Q Camp, I just mentioned, but do you see there being a growing increase in entrepreneurship, even from a distance? Do you see that? And if so, is that a good thing for, you know, the business world and even the God's kingdom?
I think so. So at Cedarville, I see mainly like podcasts like this and the work that you're doing at Cedarville. There were a couple entrepreneurship classes there and we still had the pitch, but even that was birthed during my time at Cedarville. And so to that kind of be new, it's a really cool effort. And like the Beyond Network and other things like that.
Yes.
That started while I was at Cedarville. And so I see it kind of growing and everything starts small and kind of grows from there. So I see that a wonderful thing. I always think of what Dr. Heyman said to me. He said, "What if Jeff Bezos was a Christian, right? Like, what difference would that make for the kingdom of God? And how could that positively affect our world?" And that just kind of stuck with me. You know, it's just kind of a good question to ask. And I think business, when done properly, has a lot of positive influence in serving other people.
That's wow, well said. Okay, so you see, I didn't know that. So that's interesting. A lot of these things just have happened in the last few years. But I do feel like there's this growing excitement. Of course, the new business building. What do you think a new business building? I mean, I know it's not coming out of tuition, but $40 million+. Yeah. And a new business center. And, you know, thank God for all the donors. But what do you think of that as space being devoted now?
I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited to see it. I got a tour earlier with Homecoming Weekend, and it was really neat to see that.
Okay.
I'm not really sure how it would change much in terms of the academics and whatnot. I've just never had the experience, but being able to have like a, this is like, if I were still starting Homework Muffin while I was a student, maybe renting out an office really cheaply or something like that, that could change things. You know, if you need a physical space, that could really make a big difference in a young entrepreneur's life, because it's, housing isn't cheap. Rent's not cheap.
I see it even just as a momentum builder. Like, it's one thing to say, hey, you know, we got a lot of our students who are business majors. And then you walk into Milner, nothing against Milner, but, you know, it's an older building and it's not conducive. And like, I remember teaching for the first time in the fall, in the summer-ish, right? Like August, dude, the air conditioner did not work. You can tell, like, students were, and then we had to have this huge fan in the back that was very, very loud. And look, I'm not complaining. People can learn anywhere, but but it's difficult, you know, and I've had technology like not always work when you're trying to communicate things. But now we've even said, like, I don't know if you heard this, but we're having a impact business conference in October, where in the main auditorium there, 550 people can be in there. And then with the press of a button, two sound barriers come down. And now all of a sudden we got 125, three rooms, breakouts. Like, I just think it's going to really open up a lot more.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think there's something to be said for one's environment affecting one's mind and the state of where you're at. You know, like if you go out into nature, it's just super good for you to just be refreshed and be in the presence of God and his creation. And I think, you know, Milner has served its time well.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, like, to see more, some clean aesthetics and some more light, natural sunlight. There are studies that that link like positive learning to like sunlight. Like if there's no sun in a room when you're learning, it's like it hurts your learning. And so it's going to be exciting to see some facilities that will really help.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's show your website one more time and let's tell people a little bit about what they can do. So if they're saying, oh my gosh, this is fantastic, homeworkmuffin.com. So glad you got that domain name. But you have, you literally have a quick free version for a limited time. You have a premium, you have lifetime. That's pretty slick, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And you're building out socials as well.
Eventually. Yep. Yeah. So that's going to take a little bit of time.
Sure.
We're getting there.
but you can feature this podcast as one of your content pieces.
Retweet that or whatever people do on X now.
Exactly, exactly. Well, folks, Joel Kendall,
mm-hmm.
spell the last name.
K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
Perfect. Joel Kendall, alumnus of Cedarville. He took action. He took the pitch seriously and look at today, life after the pitch. So thanks and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, folks, check out homeworkmuffin.com. We'll see you.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.